Welcome. I'd like to call the House Transportation Committee to order. Time is 1:45. Today's Thursday, February 8th. Members present today are Representative Drummond, Representative Klayman, Representative Kopp, alternate Representative Eastman, and co-chair Stutes, and myself, co-chair Wool. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to thank Sarah Edwardson, Transportation Committee Secretary, and Doug Bridges from the Juneau LIO for their support today. And we have one bill on the calendar, HB 259, confining vehicle loads, which we plan to move today. And we have a motion to bring the CS before the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the proposed committee substitute for HB 259 LS0917/I as a working document.
Hearing no objection, the work draft before us is a working document. Here to present the bill is Matt Gruning, representative staff to Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. There are two changes in the CS, and they're just on page 2, line 16 of the current draft version I. We added an exemption for vehicles that are removing or hauling snow, and that was there are municipal vehicles and DOT vehicles that clear snow from the roadway, and it seemed to us that it was more of a hazard to users of the roadway to slow them down in their process of clearing that. So it's for the snow blowers or front end loaders that are dumping the snow into the dump trucks, and then the dump trucks themselves. And there are very few places actually where they're crossing highways. There's a spot right outside of Anchorage where they have to go on the Glen to get to the spot where they're depositing the snow. And again, it was just it seemed that it was a greater hazard to slow down that process and leave snow on the roadway. So that's why that exemption was put in there. On page 2, lines 20. There was some concern last hearing of the committee with the definition of physical injury versus serious physical injury, so we added serious in there to make it clear that we're talking about a serious physical injury. Those are the only changes. I would note that we have received the fiscal note for this. It's a zero fiscal note from the Department of Transportation. And with that, I would, at the chair's will, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm a little bit late to the party, so to speak, as an alternate, but trying to catch up quickly. Now, one of the questions that I had was at the beginning, when we're talking about a person, how is a person being defined? Because I know when we were talking about driving, it was fairly easy. You're behind the wheel, you know, keys in the ignition, that kind of thing. But if you're moving a motor vehicle, is that person now going to apply to, you know, someone who is pushing the vehicle, a situation where, you know, it's not the owner, but it's someone else who's helping a vehicle move out of a bad situation or something like that?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, as far as whether that would, for moving the vehicle, I would say technically by the strict technicality of the law, if you were pushing, and I'm not a lawyer, but I would say that would be considered moving the vehicle, yes. And keep in mind that this only applies to on a highway. So if you were pushing a vehicle on the highway, I would say that you were in some serious danger to begin with. But technically, I think that your assessment there is probably correct.
Follow up?
Also
through the chair. I'm thinking of a situation where there may have been a car accident or you may need a tow truck to move a vehicle, and for whatever reason they weren't anticipating bringing tarps and covers for loads they didn't know were going to be involved. And just wondered if it had been considered that might be an exception that could be applied so that we don't end up with waiting for something to get moved just because we don't have those types of tools and equipment on hand.
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, to be honest with you, I had not considered towing a vehicle in the situation you're describing where it was kind of an emergency situation to get the vehicle off the roadway. Without speaking for the sponsor, I would say that that's something we would certainly be willing to entertain. But that's not a specific area that I looked at. No,
thank you.
I have a question, and you partially answered it, but this only applies to highways, and how is there a strict definition of highway in Alaska? I mean, it's not any road where you're driving over 55, I assume.
Correct. It would have to be designated as a highway through DOT or DMV, I believe.
Okay. Thank you.
And we do have a couple people online from DOT if you want a further clarification of that. I'm not 100% on that answer, but I do know it has to be designated as a highway instead of just a municipal roadway.
Okay, why don't we ask Jason Sakalaskis, who's online with us. Jason, are you online, and did you hear the question?
Yes, it's Jason here. Can you repeat the question for clarity? Thank you.
The bill states that this applies to highways. Is there a strict definition of highway in Alaska? Are there only a certain number of roads that fall under the strict definition?
I'm not sure that I can answer that question. We do have designated highway systems, so I would probably need to research that and get back with you more. I can do that if need be.
Okay. Thank you.
Through the chair, yes. That's something I can follow up on and make sure that the committee receives that information.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Drummond.
Representing a district that has a couple of highways running through it, and a number of major state-operated roadways like Northern Lights Boulevard, Tudor Road, and Benson Boulevard. If such a violation occurred on one of those state-operated roadways that's not a numbered highway, does this bill apply to a violation that occurs on one of those roadways in which stoplights are a frequent occurrence as opposed to a more limited access highway?
Through the chair, Representative Drummond, I would say that if it's not a highway, it would not apply to those roadways that are not designated as highways. This was wording we took out of current law. Currently, the confined vehicle statute said highways, so we chose not to change that. But again, I think that would be a discussion that the sponsor, I think, would be amenable to having, but that is currently it says highways, so we went with highways.
I guess.
Follow up.
Question, follow up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess the question would be to the sponsor, whose district may or may not have highways in it.
Okay, clarify the question again to me again.
Okay, if the act relates to containing or confining loads being transported on highways, highways are a pretty limited definition of roadway in Alaska. I can't tell you how many miles there are, but there's only, what, 7 or 8 numbered highways in the state that are defined as highways. That would include the Seward Highway, the Glen Highway, the Sterling Highway, the Fairbanks, the Parks Highway, the Johansson, the Dalton. And so the other state-operated roads, for instance, in Anchorage, would include 5th and 6th Avenues, which become the Glen Highway. So if a truck is hauling an uncovered load in downtown Anchorage on 5th or 6th Avenue, and it drops something onto a following vehicle and causes serious physical injury, yet it's not quite on the Glen Highway yet, does that mean that this act does not apply to those to that point of violation?
Through the chair, Representative Drummond, I'm not 100% sure on that answer. I would say that, I know, for example, we have, Egan is a highway here as well. So there are certainly more than just the major roadways that are designated. As to your question specifically, I suppose one could put in something that had to do with the speed limit of the roadway rather than, say, highway. I would defer to a more complete definition for a more complete answer. I would almost like the drafter to speak to that on what the definition of a highway is. And it's looking like perhaps Rep. Klayman has something here.
Representative Klayman.
So this is a – thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a bill that comes in Title 28, which is the Motor Vehicle Code, and in general applicability sections 28.90.990, there is a definition in subsection, looks like A14, which is a definition of highway, and it states, highway means the entire width between the boundary lines of every way that is publicly maintained when a part of it is open to the public for purposes of vehicular travel, including but not limited to every street and the Alaska State Marine Highway System, but not vehicular ways or areas. And then to add to the blend, because you actually have a criminal, you are criminal, making this a criminal, potential criminal offense, there could be the argument that when you get into a potential criminal offense for the misdemeanor, you would reference the definition of highway in Title 11, which is the criminal code. And if you look up highway in, it's 1181-900, subsection A30, highway means a public road, road right-of-way, street, alley, bridge, walk, trail, tunnel, path, or similar or related facility, as well as ferries and similar or related facilities.
Looks like by that definition, it's pretty much anywhere you can drive a car
or
even
walk,
a bicycle path, or a skateboard. So if you're driving a load, an uncovered load, on any road, be it the Parks Highway or Spinard Road, according to those, both those definitions, it would fall under highway.
Well, we always want to think there's an exception for Spinard Road.
And through the chair, I apologize for letting that slip through the cracks. I was not under that impression, and that's just a definition I missed in the bill. So.
Representative Kopp.
Mr. Chairman, I think a way around this is to just specify in that line 5 we addressed on a highway designated for motor vehicle use. You know, and that way, because motor vehicles are also defined in statute as both, you know, motorcycles and cars. And I think there's a way we could work on this in Judiciary Committee, probably. I mean, you know, where we could get down into some of these definitions. I think conceptually we all understand what we're trying to do, but we're trying to protect motor vehicles as they travel along public highways. And you know, there are small communities that we'll have to look at. I know some that have traffic counts of less than 500 a day are not even subject to DOT regulation, which is why a lot of villages you can run four-wheelers. There's no machines up and down the roads. But that doesn't violate the spirit of this bill. This bill is to protect significant traffic areas where we get lots of people subject to high risk of impacts, cracked windshields, and in images where those risks, you know, that some small villagers may have one job in 10 years to get a new airport, and it's the only time it would apply. And I think we want to make sure the bill ultimately is applicable to our interstate road system so that communities along the...
Yeah, well taken. I you know, and I don't know what the bill sponsor's intent is. Is it for any highway and byway, in other words, any road that you can drive a vehicle on that you'd need to cover your load, or maybe any road over a certain speed limit? So if it's a little dirt road out in the middle of the country and you're driving 20 miles an hour, do you need the same protection as if you're driving down Minnesota in Anchorage that you're driving 50 miles an hour? So I don't know that, and maybe the bill sponsor has a comment on it.
Well, my comment would be, Representative Kopp, I think, hit on it, and that's something that we could fine-tune when it goes to judiciary from here, because I think we'll have a little more expertise on our judiciary committee that can help fine-tune that. But I think the idea is, of course, it's our highly traveled main roads, and we're the number one concern is our public safety.
Representative Eastman.
Thank you, through the chair. And it occurred to me, both hearing the definition that was read and then also the modification or proposed modification, that it would still apply to the marine highway, in which case, you know, if you have vehicles moving on a ferry, they are moving on a highway now. And I'm curious if maybe we just want to go back to numbered highway. Is that the intent, or are we trying to be more expansive than that?
I would suggest that we want to be a little more expansive than that.
Okay.
And it seemed to be from the definition that Representative Klayman read that the Marine Highway was considered a highway for the purposes of the roads leading up to it, not necessarily on the marine vessels themselves, but we call it the Marine Highway, but for purposes of that definition of highway, it sounded like driving a road up to the boat. But I don't know that you have to, the risk of having an uncovered load on a boat is going 12 knots.
Right.
Anyhow, I guess we're getting in the weeds on this one. But yeah, it went from being what I thought was highways, which is more of like numbered highways, down to every road you can drive a car on. So, and maybe we want to strike a balance somewhere in the middle there.
If I may, Mr. Co-Chair, I would believe that would be our intent.
Okay.
But like I said, I think that if once we get it to judiciary, we'll have some significant definitions and fine-tuning by that point.
Representative Drummond?
I would hope that we're going to be protecting motorists on every road in the state, including right here on Main Street in Juneau, as well as on the Walter Hickel Expressway in Anchorage.
Yeah. Which is what that would be the intent.
Okay, thank you.
For some reason they got into the weeds.
Yeah. Okay. Any further questions? Representative Eastman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, and maybe a question for the drafter, wanting to know if this bill was not passed, what liability would someone have if something flew off of their vehicle right now and cause serious injury to someone.
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, right now, and I believe Rep. Kopp could probably add to this a little bit, but right now that for that specific action, it would be an infraction, and it would be a traffic violation, a punishable of $300. Now, there may be some additional crimes that could be depending on other factors of other things you were doing, depending, I suppose, if you're acting with criminal intent or you reckless driving, stuff like that could be applied. But right now, for that specific act, it would be a $300 infraction.
And follow up?
Through
the chair. I'm also supposing that there would probably be some civil liability as well. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Eastman, I believe that for just about anything that you are performing, you can have some civil liability if it results in the harm of another.
Okay,
correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any further questions from the committee? Well, I guess I just want to say, as we've discussed as a committee, the definition of highway is maybe more broader defined by statute than was initially intended by the bill sponsor. So it is our intent in the next committee to narrow that definition that's agreeable to the bill sponsor, and
absolutely.
Maybe not absolutely every road, but maybe not just limited to the numbered highways of Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And public testimony is still open. Is anyone in the room or online seeking to submit public testimony? Seeing none, I will close just closing public testimony. And
okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me restate the motion. I move to report House Bill 259 LS0917/I out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
I'll object.
And we have an objection. You know, speak to your objection.
I think it's unique that a majority of the members here actually will be serving on the Judiciary Committee, so that's a point well taken. But generally speaking, I think I would prefer to work on a bill before I hand it off to another committee and get it as good as can beforehand, so I'll just object.
Okay, I guess we have a roll call on moving the bill out of committee. Give a roll call.
Representative Sullivan Leonard, please.
Not present.
Representative Klayman?
Yes.
Representative Representative David Eastman?
No.
Representative
Ledoux? She's not on this committee.
Co-chair Stutes?
Yes.
Representative Kopp?
Yes.
Representative Drummond?
Yes.
And Co-Chair Wong?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we have the
5-1.
With a vote of 5 yeas, 1 nay, the bill is moved out of committee. We have no further business today, so we will adjourn the meeting and do the paperwork. It is 2:08.